Welcome to Travel Market Life, your companion for industry insights and professional business development. Travel Market Life. Join us by webcast, video or podcast.
Welcome to Travel Market Life. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes, where we're talking to people across the travel industry to find out what's happening in the marketplace and how to prepare for the great rebound with all the pent-up demand that's out there. Constant changes from different governments across the world about the opportunities of being able to travel, but we're also starting to see the restrictions in our own country starting to relax. Today, we're going to be joined by Daniel Simmons, who's the Chief Commercial Officer for Hotel Res Hotels and Resorts, which is one of the largest yet tailored companies dedicated to marketing and connecting independent hoteliers with bookers around the world. So we're going to be exploring everything from revenue and distribution to some of the changes that you can expect in the marketplace and what's really potentially happening between leisure and the corporate market. So Daniel, thank you ever so much for joining me today.
Ryan,
how's it going your side?
Yeah, very well, right. Thank you. Thank you for such a warm welcome. No, every day we're really pleased. Things are obviously improving slowly. The government news wasn't so great, but things are getting better, which is good. I'm very optimistic. That's the main thing. We have to all stay optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, how are you doing that with your hotels and your partners? I mean, what sort of how are you sort of keeping that optimism alive throughout a hotel res?
Do you know, it's so difficult. I mean, the hotel industry or hospitality, I mean, we're really on our knees at the moment. We've been so badly affected in the last 15 months by the pandemic. And there are lots of outside factors, things like the aviation has an impact, all the flights, you know, the vaccination programs going on in the countries. But, you know, with the domestic market still being so strong, you know, that's really our savior at the moment. And there is still a lot of corporate essential travel that's being booked to our properties. And we're doing some fantastic campaigns with our hotels to try and get as many bookings from any type of source that we can to fill all their rooms at the moment. But it's hard. It's, you know, it's a lot of work. Obviously, location of properties is also so key. And I know everyone says location. I mean, if you're a city centre, unfortunately, you know, the demand is a lot less. But if you're some of our rural properties, I mean, some of our rural properties are doing better than ever and have higher rates than ever, which is fantastic news for them. Because they obviously need to make up all that revenue that they lost when they had to close down.
Yeah, I can imagine, as you say, sort of like source markets have changed and adapted quite a bit. And I guess you've got to wait to see how those source markets come back to return when a lot of the travel restrictions are completely eased. But you know, the split between corporate and leisure, but also sort of how you're bringing travelers in and into the country and out of the, going out of the country. I mean, that part isn't happened particularly at the moment. So how are you helping hoteliers really sort of I tap into that demand?
I mean, it's so difficult. I mean, at Hotel Res, we've got over 2,000 clients in 40 different countries. So we have to look at every country and what the rules are, whether it's the UK, Germany, we've got 200 in Asia Pacific, and every country has different rules. A lot of the hotels obviously had their feeder markets, whether it was us in the UK or China or the US. And obviously those markets have gone now. I mean, everyone's having to look at what is their market now. And predominantly for all of the properties, it's the domestic market. So our key thing is domestic market. You know, what is traveling, whether it's leisure or corporate, domestically that can fill the hotels. And actually some of our properties, whether it's the UK or in China or in America, are actually doing fantastically and are getting more bookings from their, you know, the people in their own country than they were ever getting before, which is great news for them. Everyone's looking at travel bubbles. You know, is Hong Kong, Singapore going to be there? Is Australia, is New Zealand going to be there? For us in the UK, I mean, in a way, I mean, the green list and everything is terrible. It's you know, we want everything to be more relaxed. A lot of us are now, you know, vaccinated or double vaccinated, which is going to help us. Brexit's been a pain because, of course, Europe's getting its revenge now. So we can't obviously travel as freely as they can in continental Europe now. But, you know, hopefully in the next month, you know, Boris will make another announcement. And I know that all of the people in the hospitality industry are making a stand to try and get all those rules and regulations relaxed as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you sort of made, you adapted quite quickly in the first lockdown in March last year, really looking at those essential services, those that were looking for that accommodation to keep that sort of corporate bookings alive and going. And as you say, you said that you're sort of looking at how you can sort of redirect the feeder markets when everybody's staycationing right now. Are you seeing sort of a different change in the way that people are particularly booking? Because a lot of it was, there was talked about moving purely online through self-booking. Then there was all this talk pre-pandemic about it all going, an increase going through the travel agents, and the travel agents will have sort of a resurgence. Which of the two are we, do you feel that we're going to be looking at as we start to emerge from?
I mean, at the moment, and actually before the pandemic, everyone was interested in their cost of sale. So everyone was analysing how much they pay on every channel per booking. You know, some hotels were in a great position where they could actually reduce the amount of channels that they were on. And, you know, for every property, I mean, it really is to do with, you have to have an amazing website. You have to have an amazing booking engine that you can book on a desktop and a mobile. You know, that's crucial for every property because everyone wants that direct booking, because, and that is a new trend. People are getting more direct bookings and the cost of sales lower. So, of course, you know, properties do want that. Also, it's the control of data. If people book through your own website and booking engine, you control that data to do future campaigns. Whereas if they book through an OTA, you don't control that data until the guest actually arrives at your property. OTAs, I mean, they're never going to go away. I mean, everyone's saying in the industry now that obviously more and more bookings are through the big players, you know, whether it's Booking or Expedia, Ctrip in China, you know, and also that comes into the meta searches. I mean, Google, you know, it's massive now. TripAdvisor, you know, hotels really have to make sure they're on the meta searches and that they're, you know, up there, you know, with all of the paid options as well. GDS isn't so important at the moment, but hopefully from September onwards, it will be a really important channel again.
I mean, it's become so much more of a numbers game. As a marketeer myself, you know, it's so much more based on how the numbers are behaving. What's the data telling you about the engagement, the interaction, the click-throughs, the conversion, and how are you able to optimize that process even more? And as I guess as hoteliers and then revenue managers and then looking at the marketing and the sales perspective of it and all these different channels, I mean, you know, channels really sort of, number of channels explode. And suddenly the hoteliers were managing 20, 30 different channels. And now you're talking about meta shirts and meta search and direct bookings. And there's a lot for them to handle and to think about when it comes to calculating that cost of sale. And is it better to be trying to attack all channels or to focus on just a few at a time?
Oh, God, that's a really difficult question. I think what's happened with the pandemic is everyone's looked at what everyone's doing for a start within property or a head office level to make sure every minute of everyone's time is utilized. So a lot of people are, you know, multi-skilled now. So before you maybe had someone who was just doing marketing, someone who was just in revenue, someone who's just in sales, and now everyone's doing everything. And I think the reason why that is because for all of these properties, especially city centre properties or hotels that are still seeing low occupancy, you know, every channel and every booking is just so important for them. And at the moment, I think that they're just, you know, on their knees, just, you know, desperate to try and get anything. But I think you're absolutely right. I think that, you know, once all the restrictions are lifted, I think hotels should look at, you know, what is the channel that's the lowest cost to sell, you know, what are the channels and partners that give them the highest ADR and rate, also, what channel produces the most incremental spend? I mean, everyone knows that that great corporate market are going to be the ones that buy the drinks at the bar, you know, to order the room service, have dinner if the properties have restaurants. So incremental spend is also important. Also with the leisure as well, who's going to pay on spa and golf? But yeah, it's a whole new world. And hotels do have to look harder at what everyone's doing within their organizations and also every penny that they're spending.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's where data really comes into play, being able to get that transparency a lot more. And I guess, you know, having the right people internally who actually understand those numbers and are able to make the right decisions at the right time. Are you sort of seeing a change in the type of people that you're engaging with, or the I think you mentioned really about sort of a more sort of multi-skilled set you're seeing within hotels teams, but has been any particular trends really in sort of responsibilities or what they need to be capable of being able to do today?
God, there's so many, Ron. I don't know how long we've got. I think we've only got 20 minutes. So what is, I think, as a booker, so if I'm staying at a property, I want to go on their website and I want to book everything all in one go. I want to book the room, the golf, the spa, the restaurant. So everyone wants this one-stop solution straight from the website or the booking engine. And there are lots of companies now that are doing that. And then from a property, I want every booking to be interfaced behind the scenes into the systems that I've got for each of those separate facilities that I've got at the property, just to reduce manpower, really, because everyone is still a bit furloughed or part-time, and people need to focus more on sales rather than just obviously inputting. So it's this kind of one-stop booking solution from the booker's point of view. Also, I think apps are getting really important. I think that what a lot of people do is they want to reduce the touch points. You know, so when someone arrives at the hotel, you know, if you've got an app where you can automatically check in, automatically check out, automatically order room service, automatically, you know, book a spa treatment when you're at the hotel, I think that will greatly help. So I think that's really important for properties to look at. It also comes in with sustainability, of course, because it reduces, you know, when we go into a hotel, the first thing I do in a room is check all the drawers. And I love reading the folders and the whatever, but you don't need any of that now. All you need is a good app that you can download that has all the facilities for the property. When it comes to data, I think lots of people are guilty of not collecting the data they've got, and we've all got great data, but everyone needs a good CRM to put that data in. And then CRMs are expensive, but that is the best thing that people can buy. And they need a good tool to send out everything onto that from that data. So it's ongoing campaigns rather than just a mailing that they can analyze who's actually opened the campaigns so they can start that. And then, of course, I mean, I'm not a particular expert in this, but everything to do with artificial intelligence, you know, when it does come to the SEO campaigns, it's just so important, and collecting the IP addresses.
I mean, there's a lot of technology out there now, and that helps solve those problems. And yeah, obviously you mentioned AI, and I think that for many people that is a very confusing and complex concept, but essentially it's automation. And I've discovered the wonders of automation myself, you know, as you know, any of us that use Google, it just suddenly automates so many different aspects of your life. And you can start to see really the value that adds, and it, you recognize that you actually have the control over that AI. The AI doesn't actually control you, and just be able to make those processes much more streamlined and automated, particularly, I guess, if you're using multiple systems that need to be connected to one another and they need to be sharing that data. And if you're working with multiple partners and agencies, that also needs access to that.
I mean, the way I look at AI, and I think there is a big brother and big sister out there somewhere, because sometimes I could be talking to my friends about wanting to buy a new pair of shoes or wanting to go to Sicily. Suddenly I'll go on Facebook and I'll get all these ads for like whatever I've been talking about. So, I mean, I might be like, you know, that maybe that's a bit of a conspiracy theory. But I think there are people, maybe it's just what I Google search. But I think, yeah, everything that people enter is slowly becoming customized to what they, or the end booker, what thinks that the person is going to book. So it's so important. And it's really important working with a company. And we do this and we're really good at this. I mean, when it comes to properties that may have a budget in the future, when it, even if it comes to GDS advertising, focus on certain cities to get more from the agencies, or SEO and pay-per-click campaigns, it's so important that the people really understand exactly how much return and how that's all going to work as well. And it, those campaigns can be hugely successful. But, you know, at the end of the day, Ryan, however all technology and AI, I mean, especially in the hotel industry, I mean, we're people, you know, we love people. Mm. You know, we want to go to trade shows. We want to network. We want to go to sales events where we meet clients. And, you know, and that's really what we want moving forward. We want the restrictions to lift so that we can all go out there again.
No, and I mean, we've talked about some of the changes that we're going to see, we've seen digitally and can be achieved digitally at hotels. And, you know, we're hearing a lot from sort of like the aviation world about sort of their demands and from the government and, you know, the changes that consumers can expect really when returning to travel. What sort of the sentiment that you're hearing from your hoteliers and particularly independent hoteliers over how they sort of view and expect the return a post-pandemic, what the new normal will be? And, you know, are they sort of demanding anything or have any particular expectations for how they want the market to sort of return? Because this is obviously...
Ryan, to interrupt. Yeah, we lived in such an email culture before the pandemic, and we still do. I mean, I think, you know, partnerships are so important. Everyone's looked at their supplies and how much they've been spending, whether it's like, you know, food being delivered, you know, what wine they're getting, you know, who puts them on the GDS and the booking engine. And there's been a lot of change with properties. Should properties be with big brands that cost a lot of money or just with a great representational technology company? So partnerships are crucial. People relationship. I mean, we've been around for years, but, you know, people do buy people, and, you know, people do need to start picking up the phone and saying hello more, you know, asking how people are, because then that comes into the whole like work-life balance. You know, eventually everything is going to change because more people are going to be working from home. You know, less people are going to be office-based, and that means that travel, especially business travel, is going to be less. So everyone needs to look at how that life-work balance is going to play out, you know, with their properties, especially city centre properties, and how much they're going to get. With the big organisations, I personally think that there will be less travel until next year because procurement, finance, you know, they've made, you know, such a big loss, they're going to have to recuperate it somehow. So you'll only have to travel really if it's essential. But I think the smaller and middle companies that really need business and more business are going to travel more because they're the ones who will want the face-to-faces with the clients to have that personal relationship. And we are seeing a lot through the agencies, whether, you know, ATPI or Click Travel or CTM. I mean, we're profiled with so many different agencies that produce good business. You know, business with leisure, there'll be a lot more leisure travel now, a lot more people traveling with families. There'll be a lot more pet friendly domestic business because, of course, everyone's bought a cat or a dog recently. So all hotels should look at their cat and their sort of dog policies and pet policies. Yeah, it's a whole new changing landscape. Yeah.
And you mentioned at the very beginning, you know, the growth or certainly the strong occupancy levels, particularly for rural and non-city centre properties. What sort of support are you providing to city centre properties and sort of what sort of initiatives are out there really to try to encourage people to return to the city and to get those bookings coming into those locations?
Do you know, with Hotel Reds, we start at the foundation. So we look at content first. So we make sure the content's amazing. We look at their competitor set to make sure they're one step above them. We make sure all the amenities are there, all the facilities are there. We make sure they've got car parking because there is more people driving now, we know that, than taking the train or the buses. So if they've got a car park near them, that they've got a deal or their own on-site car park, that's always mentioned in the content. COVID safety certifications are mentioned in content and logos. We're also looking at sustainability because eventually that's going to be massive again. So we're looking at all of our sustainability policies. But also, I mean, with the city centre hotels, I mean, we work very closely with the tourist boards around the world, really. And if we know there's something happening in the cities, whether it's Paris, Hong Kong, London, Manchester, we will tie in campaigns with those tourist boards to drive in more, because everyone eventually will want to go back to the cities. I mean, the cities have the restaurants, the theatres, the museums, you know, and a lot of those are opening up now, and people will want to, you know, utilise and go there alone or with their partner or families. So we're very much tying in with all of that, you know, the theatres, the restaurants, the local attractions, you know, but it is more work. And actually, it's, as you said before, that's where a lot more marketing comes in, looking at everything that's happening in your area, try to, you know, build up some demand for it and capture the bookings from that event.
I mean, I guess this is quite a good shake-up for the industry, isn't it? This is almost like city centres smell the beans, recognise how difficult it was for rural hotels to actually get bookings and to keep the occupancy going, realise what type of marketing you actually need to do to get people in. And for the rural kind, it's more, wake up, realize that your travelers have changed, realize they're more digitalized than ever before, and they need a proper guest experience, and that being a hotelier is more than just delivering a head on a bed.
Oh my God, I'd love to say that to my clients. I don't know if I...
Sorry, I said it for you.
You're obviously really passionate about it. I don't think I could get away with it. No, you're absolutely right. But you know what it is? It's not because the hotels don't care. Because all of our clients care about everything. I mean, people who go into hospitality, I think, you know, deep down care about the industry. Basically, even, you know, everyone's so busy in the world we live in. And the problem is that people just don't have the time. And I think what this has recognized now, especially when properties were closed, is you have to spend the time. You know, you really do have to look at your content, your images, your sustainability policy. You know, you need to look at everything, what everyone's doing at the property, who are you members of, how much are you paying, you know, who is booking your hotel, why are they staying, you know, what apps can we, you know, it's all to do with time, but we've all got that long list of stuff that we need to do every day, but people do need to prioritize and try to get through that list. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I need to bring you to my next review meeting with one of our clients.
All right, well, I'll remember that. I'll come along and we'll get one of the clients on this interview as well and see how they're handling things. Well, Daniel, thank you ever so much today for your time and for giving us some of your insights into how you've been handling the market and what you're starting to see as pick up for the coming year. It's been really insightful. Thank you.
No, thank you so much, Ryan, for inviting me. It's been brilliant. Nice to chat.
Excellent. Bye-bye. Wonderful. Thank you. Well, thank you very much to Daniel Simmons, the Chief Commercial Officer for Hotel Res Hotels and Resorts. And that was just some, you know, fantastic insights there, particularly if you're an independent hotelier and trying to get your grasp on the market at the moment. We're going to have more interviews coming up very soon. So, Kay, stay tuned to Travel Market Life. Check out our new series, Photographs and Memories, and hear the travel trails from travel people. I've been your host, Ryan Haynes. Thank you very much for joining me. Ciao for now.
For more, go to Travel Market Life. The Music Sensation by Zach Nelson is reproduced under license from Storyblocks. Travel Market Life is a Haynes Marcom's digital marketing agency production, serving the travel and technology industries.